Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to America Matters Radio. I'm your host, Brian Hirsch. We are brought to you tonight by our lovely co-host, Miss Eva, the Infinite Angel. How are you doing tonight, young lady?
Hello. Oh, I'm pretty groovy. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I think we're going to have a fun night tonight.
Well, we should. Open mic night usually is a real fun night because you're not stuck on one subject and so if there's any listeners out there that want to have some real fun tonight, the phone number is 319-527-6092. Again, 319-527-6092. And if you do want to participate in tonight's fun, please press 1. That will indicate that you do want to join in, and we'll bring you into the studio. Looks like you already have a caller that's put their hand up, Brian.
Fantastic. 413.
So,
413, you are on the air.
Hey, Brian, this is Bill.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Pretty good.
It's Bill.
What's on your mind tonight? What's on your mind tonight?
We just talked last night. It was a good time.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, I sent you that picture earlier. We were talking last night about.
Oh my God! I almost you made me spit out my pop. I live in probably one of the smallest towns you could get in Northwest Iowa, and there are still people walking around here with masks.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are a lot here in Massachusetts, but normally they take them off when you go outside, but this one got in the car, drove away. I'm like, Lord have mercy.
And they were by themselves in the car, right?
What's that?
They were by themselves?
Yeah, by themselves in the car, windows rolled up.
I've even seen pictures where their vents in their cars have masks on them.
Oh, my God, yes, I've seen them. I haven't
seen that one yet.
It is so ridiculous. And these people, they don't even realize, you know, those masks were designed for surgeons, okay, during surgery. Mm. And they're not N95 masks, which N95 masks actually have a cancer-causing agent in them. So you shouldn't even be wearing those. But those little paper masks, they were designed for surgeons during surgery. So when they're operating, splash like bodily fluids don't splash up in their mouth.
It's kind of a bad analogy, but if your underwear ain't going to catch a fart, the mask ain't going to catch the COVID. That's pretty much in layman's terms. Blatant as you can
get. That's scientific analysis there. I like that.
It's so ridiculous, though.
Those are sad.
Yeah.
Oh man, how's your brother doing?
He's actually got him into the rehab place, so he's doing better.
Great.
The food's better there, so he seems to be on the uptake.
Oh, that's awesome!
Thanks for asking.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I've heard inmates describe jail that way.
Depending on
what jail they go to. The food is better at this one than it is at the other one.
The hardcore ones know the differences.
Oh, for
sure. Try to get in. I guess you gotta specialize in something.
Man. Good Lord, put your focus elsewhere. That's like what kills me about these youngsters that work for McDonald's flipping a burger and think they deserve $15 an hour for minimum wage. No, I'm sorry. If you want to up your minimum wage, then up your minimum skills.
Exactly. I used to have, we had the hard conversation about my HR practices at IBM, but I used to have the conversation with a number of people. Did you do your job this year? Yeah. Did you get your paycheck? Yeah. Okay. You can get a cost of living increase when they used to give those, but if you expect a raise above and beyond that, well, what have you done above and beyond? Have you increased your skills? Did you go to training? Have you taken on more responsibility? No, you did your job. You did it well. You got a paycheck. That's what you should expect. Don't expect more.
Exactly.
Well, it's pretty doggone sad because I was in the home caregiver for the elderly. You have to be bonded. You have to, fingerprints with the FBI and the DOJ, the whole gambit. And you make minimum wage. They start you off with minimum wage. So you are responsible. You have this person's life in your hands. So it's pretty sad when a McDonald's worker makes more an hour than an in-home caregiver.
Yeah.
It's pathetic. Plus, when you do 8-hour shifts and stuff, you don't get breaks because those clients need you with them 24/7. You don't get breaks. You don't get lunch. You don't have those conveniences.
No.
Right.
So I can understand what you're saying, Eva. My mom was just like you. She was in-home healthcare giver, and she did it for many, many years. And the pay that she got for doing it, and just the total disrespect from the higher ups, is ridiculous.
Oh yeah, it is. It's especially when you work for a company. Now, if you go out and you're an independent, still you should be. Well, I shouldn't say should be, but. Usually they still require you to be bonded, licensed, the whole gambit. And that costs money, too. That's out of your pocket.
Well, see, that should all be reimbursed 100%.
It should. But come on, dealing with the government. Really? That's not going to happen.
Your check is in the mail.
Yeah, right.
Oh, looks like we
like
have another
everybody
caller.
Else.
It looks like we have another caller. 786. Welcome. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you?
Really,
my name's George, by the way.
Nice to meet you, George.
Really, management in any company that you work for should cover your bond. I do federal government work. I'm a licensed customs broker. I take care of customs clearances around the world for a pretty big company, and most companies should pay your bond. They pay mine for my license for the company I work for. It's not a whole lot of money, but they should be paying it for especially a caregiver that's on an hourly wage. I didn't even know that happened. That's terrible.
Sure.
But that should get you searching for another job, though. I'm just kidding. I know you feel connected to the patients.
Oh yeah, it is.
But until people start walking off, and I don't mean just walking off and leaving people hanging, it's not going to change.
Oh, absolutely not. No, it's ridiculous. I mean, I had a couple of clients, and both male and female, husband and wife, and even with them, I only got paid for having one client. So it was just totally, because, you know, they just want to use you and abuse you, you know? That's part of their game. And
unfortunately,
it's really sad.
And unfortunately, what that drives is, because I've seen it with my brother, he has personal care assistants, and the people he had in, you know, are totally underskilled, don't care, right? They're there for that hourly wage, and I'm not saying everybody is like this, but they did the least they could do to make that hourly wage and leave, and we had a lot of high turnover before we could find somebody, you know, highly qualified.
That's everywhere.
Yeah.
I hire people, and it's to find people that care about their job these days is just a miracle.
My clients
take pride in it.
Clients were, you know, I was responsible for their lives. They were my friends.
I know.
They were my children. That I would treat my clients like they were my parents. And I ended up retiring myself just because I couldn't handle the death. I mean, I always had a job because your client would die.
That's got to be pretty rough, man.
Oh, it was very, very rough. So, but I was taking classes, especially the company that I worked for, and I reside in California, so this is what the state requires. You have to take classes on each thing that you deal with, like Alzheimer's and what's the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia, and then what if there's an emergency, what do you do? And I have so many friggin' certificates, it's unbelievable. But you know, it takes a special person, well, to be a nurse, to be a teacher, because teachers basically are glorified babysitters.
These days,
the majority
of
them.
Well,
these days,
the teachers don't even do that, and they get angry if they can't teach them a certain thing that you shouldn't be allowed within 500 yards of a school to teach a child.
Yeah, those aren't real teachers.
That's not a teacher.
You know, no, not at all. Again, and those people, they have the responsibility of caring and nurturing for the children, a true teacher. And it was sad. My mother-in-law used to be a teacher, and doggone it, they didn't have enough books for these kids. So she would, with her own money, she would take her teaching book and, you know, black out what needed to be blacked out. And she would make copies on her own accord. She was a great teacher. But now, all they do is Common Core. Who the heck? I home-taught my kids. And this is when they brought Common Core into the mix. And I am reading, because this one particular year, I did go and I got the school's curriculum, and I'm reading this book and I'm like, what the heck is this? You know, it just, none of this Common Core math made sense to me at all. And so I took the book over to my father-in-law, who's a genius, who was married to the teacher, and he couldn't even figure it out. My mother-in-law, who is a teacher, she couldn't even figure it out, because she taught younger kids, elementary school. And by this time, my one child I was teaching was in junior high school. And it's like, oh, forget this. So I got rid of all their curriculum, made up my own curriculum like I had before in the past, and so proceeded on from there. So it's totally ridiculous.
You know, my dad was an 82nd Airborne paratrooper. You know what I got when I came home from school? He would look at me and say, "Come here, boy." I walk in the living room, and he would look at me and say, "You got homework?" And if I would say no, he would say, "You do now." He made up my math for me. And that's the way it was. You did your schooling before you did anything.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
that's
now,
how it should be.
And now the schools are trying to get
in most houses at the time.
I think we need to put more emphasis in our trade schools.
But Bill, what did you say?
I said now the schools are trying to get parents out of being involved, right? Not only don't want them involved, they say they don't have a role, and that's just insane.
Oh, and that's ridiculous. Any parent that allows that to happen is not really shouldn't be parenting, because that we have given up. We, as parents, have given up so many of our rights when it comes to our children. It's ridiculous. You know, like Hagelit, Hillary Clinton, it takes a village. No, it doesn't. It doesn't take a village. It takes two responsible parents and, you know, family members. But it doesn't take the government, that's what she was meaning by the village, to raise your child.
Every time I seen that village come out of her mouth, I thought about that M. Night Shyamalan movie.
For sure.
It's a horror movie is what it is.
Yeah,
and
for
she's the lead creature.
And, you know, their play on words and stuff like that, but it's totally ridiculous.
Play on words.
And parents, you know, get involved in your children's lives. Find out exactly what they are being indoctrinated into. Know what is going on. Oh my goodness gracious, when they were, you know, during the scamdemic, when they had those Zoom classes. parents were instructed to just sit their kids in front of those computers and not be in the room with that child. So could you imagine what they were teaching them over the computer when the parent was not in the room?
There is no way, shape, or form anyone is going to tell me what I can do inside the walls of my house.
Right? But people fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker. we're here. We're gonna take care of your kids.
The sheeple. But
beyond that. So what else
they're
is
doing
going
this on purpose?
On?
They're trying to separate the kids from the parents.
So
they're trying to take our authority away. They're completely usurped it in many states. I live in Florida, so we have a little bit more pull here.
Oh, I grew up there. Uh-huh.
but I see what's happening in states like California, and I'm appalled. And it's making them dumber. We just keep falling below the international rankings in education. And I was reading something like that today. And California was amongst the first in the country. Now they're the most illiterate. And with all the taxing that they've been doing, from all of you, it's crazy. And the results they don't pan out.
No.
Because it's all part of the new world. It's all part of the New World Order plan. They want society to be dumbed down. That's how come, you know, you send your kids to the indoctrination centers to get indoctrinated to their beliefs. And They don't want you educated.
Well, it's like, you and Bill said last night, Eva. They sit them down in front of the TV or in front of the computer or their phone. And that's why it's called programming for a reason.
Right.
Right.
For sure. For sure. My kids were not allowed to sit in front of the boob tube. And at the time, we didn't have a computer. That's, I'm giving away my age. I don't care. And so my kids, it's like, get outside and play. Go be kids.
But what they're doing by doing that indoctrination with the computers and all that is this generation has been raised on nothing but bits and clips. So they're never getting the full story of anything.
Oh, it is.
No, they
is,
only get the synthesized version in it.
Exactly.
It is meaningless. So sad. All my kids, like I mentioned, I home taught them. And in various stages of their lives. But when they were in elementary school, I mean, their curriculum consisted of they had to read a full page of the dictionary. They had to do math. They had to do other things that were very pertinent or should be pertinent in their lives. And because I was registered as a school, so I took advantage of that. So I was a school, I was a principal, I was a teacher, the whole nine yards. And they didn't go 8 hours to school, but they had their own curriculum that I made up, and they had to complete that. And by the time when I did put them into school, they were all in advanced placement classes. So,
I am hopeful because I see a lot of moms that are still just like you, Eva, out there.
Well,
they're willing to take that kind of step and that just to be in their kids' lives to make sure that they're getting the right information.
Society in a whole, again, by design, is that how many households can only have the one income? It's designed so that they have to have a two-family income, so parents are married to not only their spouses, but they're married to their jobs, and so they're away from their kids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it is doggone sad. I mean, go back to the 50s and the 60s where you actually had stay-at-home moms, and moms were involved in, taking their kids to Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts and being
sin
mothers.
It was the 70s, too, because I remember that. I remember taking family vacations because my dad was making enough money where mom could stay home and, take care of us and do the mom thing. And that was awesome. I mean, we had big family vacations to Virginia and, all over the place. And those were some of the best memories of my life.
And that's great.
That family unit is what they're trying to take away from us.
So first and foremost, they're taking God out of everything.
Yes, ma'am.
They're trying to erase God. Then they're trying to erase the family unit. Why do you think they're pushing this LBGTWXYZ agenda? And
I'm sorry, I ain't trying to remember that many pronouns.
And
I had a hard enough time remembering yesterday.
That's so ridiculous. It's sad. How is that where you live, Bill? Did they push that?
Talking about the acronyms or school?
Oh, yeah.
both, actually.
That's what I said. The acronyms change daily. It's just crazy. homeschool. I wanted to ask you, Liza, I had a lot of friends that did homeschooling, and they found, I want to see if you found this true too, they found you could actually get a lot more done in a much more condensed time than the schools did, because they have all the wasted time of getting to school, you know, homeroom, all the time in between classes, study hour, whatever they had there, an 8-hour day at school could actually, you know, when you talk about the actual content of what you're training them on and their learning, you know, it could be done in 2 or 3 hours. Actually a lot more time to do more things with them.
You're 100% correct. You do have more time. Because I felt it very, very important to teach my kids the proper way of the basics. You know, none of this common core stuff. If Susie was in a circle of 12 children, you know, it's ridiculous what they're teaching us. And, you know, when I was younger, I was taught the basics. And so I think to instill the basics into your children, and because I didn't have to sit down with my kids and teach them, okay? They knew, you know, I'd tell them once how to do it and to get to the answer to the problems. And, you know, I made up, like, their homework, their schoolwork, and they did it on their own accord. And then I would check it after it was done. So that didn't take a whole lot of time. And, of course, they don't have recess because they're going to go outside and play when the other kids come home from school.
Yeah. I was an Air Force brat, and obviously we traveled. Every 2 years we moved to a different state. And so I got to be experimented on by a bunch of different education systems. And the one I found personally for me the best was where they let you learn at your own pace, and there were programs that you worked off of, and, you know, you just dove into it individually, and when you finished that, you moved to the next one, you moved to the next one, and I was skipping ahead like crazy because I was an introverted ADD, not ADHD, ADD, so I liked being by myself and focused on something, and, you know, I would just crank through those programs on my own. So like
we
you
go
said,
to school together?
They don't have to be, you know, lectured to. They have to be shown the way, and then you let them go figure it out, and they learn better that way. I find I learn better that way.
When I went to school in South Florida, that's how I learned.
Yeah.
I truly believe that it is the better way. And like I said, my kids excelled when I did put them into the system, and it was just, I mean, it gives you a really good sense of accomplishment when your kid is put into elementary school, because at one time I did put my eldest into elementary school, but she's like testing ninth grade level.
Right.
She's one of those geniuses. So and my other kids, they did very well too, but
it's like the classes teach to the lowest common denominator, right? It's like you can't leave no kid behind, right? So the whole class has to wait for Johnny to catch up.
Most of them catch up eventually, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, give the kids confidence in themselves.
Not these days. Nowadays, you get participation trophies.
For sure, which is true. But
that takes away a kid's individuality.
Well, back in the day, you know.
There's no better feeling in the world than a sense of self-accomplishment.
Well, one house, a one-room schoolhouse. Those were, and I talked to my mother about it way back when she was alive, and she says it was really nice going to the one-room schoolhouse because the older kids would help teach the younger kids,
mm-hmm.
and it just worked.
And, I thought that's what teachers' aides were supposed to be these days, but.
Well, but no, because they still, you know, when you're in a classroom setting, it's usually your peers that you're with, same age as you are.
Or family members.
That's how it should be. A teacher's aide should be. I was a teacher's aide in high school, and oh, my goodness, there were like, okay, no offense against jocks or anything like that, but there were jocks that didn't even know basic math, and it was pretty sad seeing a senior that wants to graduate just to get out of high school, and here I am teaching them how to do basic math, and that was pretty doggone sad to me.
Yeah, that's very sad. That used to happen a lot back in the day, though. Even in the college settings, it used to happen a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were a good athlete, you could get by.
For sure.
That has changed considerably these days.
Uh-huh.
NCAA
yeah.
frowns on stuff like that. But I think some still sneak by with it, though, sometimes.
Yeah. Any other topics that you want to dive into?
What are we thinking about our new Speaker of the House saying there's insufficient evidence to impeach Mr. Biden?
Oh, my.
Well,
what else?
They better have something, though. They better have something. If they're going to do it,
oh my God,
they gotta make
got
it stick
so
right
much.
Away, or it's going to be another fiasco.
Got
I
so
don't
much.
Have
we
a lot of faith in any of them.
Pick something.
No, okay, you're going to have to catch me up to speed, guys, because my back's been out, so. I've been resting.
The new Speaker of the House, we people want him to impeach Biden, and he came out and said that he doesn't think there's sufficient evidence to impeach him.
Okay, what does that tell us, though? What does that tell the American voters that he's no good?
No.
It
doesn't tell me that
he's
no good. It just tells me right now he's minding his P's and Q's and he's scared because he can't keep his position.
Okay, but you know what? That's not what he was hired for.
No, it's not.
Nope.
But again, when have we ever seen anybody in this government right now do anything that was for us?
Yeah, not in my lifetime.
I thought the whole idea was to do an impeachment inquiry so that you could actually, you know.
I think people are sick of
subpoena all those
people.
Yeah, well, subpoena all those people so you can, you know, solidify the evidence that you already have. But I thought, you know, Comer was releasing all the subpoenas.
Yeah, he is.
To bring in the Bidens to talk to them, right? That's where you're going to gather the
that's where he's going to get all his intel and his evidence.
Well,
yeah, and then you do the impeachment.
And maybe that's what his whole plan is, you know. I think that we're just the United States citizens. We the people are just we're sick of the. You know, the lip service, because that's all we've been getting is lip service.
Less talk, more action.
Exactly.
I'm tired of seeing politicians pander for Instagram and Twitter and the camera and every damn thing else instead of being on Capitol Hill doing their job like they're supposed to.
Right, right. But that will not change until we actually make it change. Okay,
exactly.
Because like I'm forever telling people, if you think that John Connor is going to be riding up on a white horse with a white hat on, and he's going to be saving our butts, it ain't going to happen. We have to take matters into our own hands, and because it's at the point right now of no return. So
that's a fact. We're almost out of time.
Exactly. And TikTok goes the clock because it's just going to continue to tick and talk. And what are we going to do? I mean, if we do survive this, what are we going to tell our grandchildren and great-grandchildren that
we're not
going to
be able to tell them anything? Because people won't be here.
Exactly. No, I already visualize that I'm gonna be placed. My head's gonna be on a guillotine, and then I visualize the slicer coming down, and my head keeps rolling.
All I can say is, don't be a Taylor Swift, be a Sarah Connor.
But you know, it is pretty sad, but. As I stated in the past, too, if the Icelandic people could go in and remove everybody from their government and imprison them, then we can do the same doggone things. They have made us live in fear. It's like, the government, you know, the military outnumbers us. But there are some good military people that will abide by the oath, and they will defend, you know.
I know very many that.
Because historically the military's always upheld the government's mandate, and that's one of the things that I think is really scary, the way that they're separating us from our troops and from our cops and everything else. That's really
exactly. They're installing the military they want.
You did hit the nail on the head
the
there.
But unfortunately, what they don't realize right now is the number of patriots in this country right now that are the retired military, current military, retired law enforcement, current law enforcement, that are trained and armed, that will stand, would pretty much outnumber our military.
I hope so. They're importing troops. They're not importing
troops.
That's
what kills me.
Those are importing troops is what exactly that they're doing.
Yeah,
I agree
with you 100%. Every video that I've seen of these people coming across that border, they're walking in single file. Those are troops.
These are the kinds of people that will go kill whoever they tell them to kill for a tin of beans. So,
yes, sir.
Right.
You really need to be paying attention to what's going on.
You got
to
keep your head on
what they're really doing, and the separation between, you know, the family unit and separating us internally the family unit. So this is so deliberate. It's right out of the Marxist playbook. I've read all that crap. I was never part of it, but I had to read it just so I knew what they were thinking. And nothing good comes of it. I come from a Cuban family, and nothing good comes of it.
No, sir. You're
total destruction. And I'm watching what's going on in California, and it's like parallel to the crap that went on in Cuba. And will never end, because once that cancer gets in there, it never goes away. You can't kill it.
Let me get back to you on that one, George, in just a minute. If you don't mind, I want to give out the phone number. If there's any listeners out there that would like to chime into this show, the phone number is 319-527-6092. Again, 319-527-6092. Please press 1 if you do actually want to chime in, because that will indicate to us that you want to talk. If you want to just call in and say hi, you're more than welcome to also. But actually, tomorrow night my show is going to be about political persecution, and I'm going to have a woman on the show as my guest, and she is Cuban. And this is what I find very, very sad. When our borders are totally, completely open, anybody can come across and stuff. But the funny thing is, and it's not so funny, I don't know where that phrase came from, but you have the Cubans that want to come over here legitimately because they are being politically persecuted, and they're not letting the Cubans come in, but they're letting all the terrorists come in, crossing our borders. Yeah. And I just...
Frankly, after so many years of indoctrination, the Cubans that are coming over aren't the same kind either. Because they lived under that system for 60 years, and it ruins humanity.
Yeah.
Simply ruins it. And to see that they're trying to do that to us here is, boy, don't even get me started.
But
watching the same thing happen above us in Canada, too.
Oh, yeah.
But
the rumor about him is that he's actually...
Oh, yeah, he's Junior. You should see the two pictures, that I have.
Oh, my God. It's a spitting image.
his mom.
Fidel Castro,
there was no DNA test needed there.
Oh,
Lord have
George
mercy.
Dropped.
He calls
for
back.
Sure. Yeah, George, if you didn't do that on purpose, just call back.
Call on back, young man.
But
we definitely want to hear what you have to say.
But it's just so, so, so sad. And what's stopping we the people, except for fear, that we aren't at our borders protecting them?
Eva, I don't think that's what it is. I think it's part of what it is, but it's a different kind of fear. I think the people like us know that if we do stand like that, when we do stand, we know what the outcome is going to be.
That's where I believe that the fear comes in, because if we stood there and protected our borders, then this stuff, and legally we can. I mean, that's part of us being a citizen, part of we the people. We're allowed to do that. And you don't have
to necessarily
be in a militia to do it. You just have to walk the talk, man. And if we don't walk this talk, then that's going to definitely lead us to our own demise.
Yeah.
What you thinking, Bill?
Yeah. When you guys were talking about the military age people coming across, I've been hearing a lot about was it in New York City where they had, China had their own police station?
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then
there's been a few stories where there's a few of those.
Yeah, California, they had a Sharia law force, right? And you could only join if you were Muslim, right? So
hell, they have those up in Minnesota.
Literally taking over the policing in these, Democrat-run states and cities. what's to stop them from creating their own, their own armed forces as well, right?
Pure insanity. How that is, How that is even allowed is beyond me. Just like recently, a few days ago, you have the people, ripping down our flag. The only flag that should be flown in the United States is the United States flag, period.
I agree.
No ifs, ands, or buts. There should not be any foreign flag.
I knew that came to an end when Nancy Pelosi put the Ukrainian flag up in Congress.
And,
yeah, that was outrageous.
How dare her? And she should have been, okay.
I knew that's when the government was bought and paid for.
If there are no, it was before that, but
that confirmed it.
That was just one of their tactics. They hide everything in plain sight and they laugh behind our backs. Okay, none of this should be permissible. None,
nope.
Whatsoever. You have I forget what year it was, but this was brought up. And to allow foreigners to be in our government. And who was that brought by? It was brought by the Democratic Party. And it passed.
Right.
And people, you really need to get off your lackadaisical butts. And you have to apply yourself. You have to read. Excuse me, what is in all these bills? Because there's this thing called pork. And so they add pork to all these bills and they conveniently tuck the pork away. And it's in essence, what they're doing is tucking away monies for bills that should not be even applicable to anything that has, like the gender studies in, I forget what it's called, not Palestine. It starts with a P though.
Pakistan?
Pakistan, thank you. We pay for these gender studies in Pakistan. Did you know that, people? Well, we do. And because it was tucked into a bill, there's so many things that are ridiculous.
We need to get rid of those package bills and start going on the singular bills again.
Right,
for sure.
Nancy's famous quote: "You know, we have to pass it to find out what's in it."
Are you
insane? You
know, is that?
I wonder if she does that with the drinks that AOC makes for her.
I was going to say, put down that vodka bottle, Nancy. You know.
Well, we know the AOC will be working when she leaves Congress.
Right.
Is that so ridiculous, though? And people, this is what I mean. People, it doesn't even faze 90% of the people that she had said that. There was
right.
Only,
desensitized.
Just like that Obamacare crap. Okay, it had to have been about 5.5 feet tall, and
yeah, that's the one. That's the one she said that about. It was the Obama.
Yeah.
And
the
only person, to my knowledge, and I could be wrong, but it's to my knowledge, mind you. Sometimes I do misinform myself, but it was Rand Paul that actually read it.
Yeah, I believe you're right.
Yeah,
and,
he's good. He's good.
And, you know, it is so doggone sad. we the people put more emphasis in Dancing with the Stars. Excuse me, my allergies. We put more emphasis in Dancing with the Stars than we don't do in our own government, which is pathetic.
Well, look at our government. All they're doing is auditioning for Hollywood.
Well, that too. But we, the people, this is where I put blame on us.
We
is
grew
that
complacent.
We allow it to happen.
The society, the American society itself has grown complacent.
You know, look at Germany when they were pushing the vaccine, okay? And I just want to remind everybody that a mandate is not a law. A mandate is just a word. So they throw that around like it's a law, and it's like not a law. So these mandates that they throw out, they're null and void. But, you know, Germany, the German people are marching in the streets. And when they were pushing
that vaccine.
But you have people here that, you know, sporadic. As I said, you know, I live in California, so, you know, it's sporadic. It's not, the streets aren't filled with people, just like that George Floyd crap, okay? Okay, Derek Chauvin is, he didn't murder George Floyd, okay?
Nope.
Look what happened. Our government makes George Floyd into this glowing martyr, and they do it just to pander to these people. George Floyd was a bad man.
You're looking at the ultimate pandering when they are allowing a Hamas and Palestinian sympathizers to remain in our government.
Yeah, what up with that? Those people should be physically removed from office right now. Because you know that they aren't just like Rashida Tlaib. She gets censured, but nothing... She still is a congressperson. What up with that?
Mm-hmm.
There's something seriously wrong with this picture, people.
Very wrong.
Brian, you do have a caller with their hand up. So,
yes, ma'am. I would like to introduce my daughter, Kate. Hello, Kate.
Hello, everybody. How's it going tonight?
Hi, Miss Katie. How you doing, girl?
Not too bad. I just got done eating dinner. I was listening in, though. I just was waiting until, you know, I ate.
Oh, nice. We believe it or not, we do appreciate that.
Yeah. No,
yeah,
I. I wasn't about to have y'all hearing me eat.
This one here gives me hope for the younger generation.
Awesome.
Very much hope. Her work ethic is impeccable.
I'm just doing what I think I should do. That's all.
It's called common sense.
Well, yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Although that's a rare gem now.
That's an endangered species.
So what do you have to add, Miss Katie?
Well,
what's your thoughts on what we were just talking about?
My mind just went blank, so I'll add in anything if I could.
Wait till you get our age. That happens quite often.
Today's bad ADHD day.
Aww.
It is what it is. I got through today. Yeah, that's why I'm in my bedroom. Yeah, I'm just laying down in my bed pretty much. Talking to y'all.
Bill, I'd like to introduce you to my daughter, Kate.
Hey, Kate.
Hello, Bill.
Are you out in Iowa like your dad? Or?
Yeah, I live with my dad.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, she just moved here about 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was 3 years ago on October 20th.
Yep.
Awesome. Where were
just
you?
Just before her birthday.
I was in central Minnesota.
Oh.
Yeah, Minnesota.
It comes out, that accent comes out real bad when I say Minnesota.
Yeah.
Every time I hear your accent, I think of Mrs. Poole from the Sandy Duncan Show.
I swear, I'm the only person around here that calls a bag a bag. Everybody calls it a sack.
No.
No. My mom was from Minnesota. So every once in a while, we'd catch her little Minnesota accent. And,
it's only with certain words, really.
Don't they all
they're crazy up there in the wintertime.
They say pop out there as well?
Yep.
I say soda.
All right.
I say soda, like a Minnesota.
You know, that's kind of odd, because I lived in Colorado, and they'd always call it pop. And the first time that I heard it, it's like, what is pop? I'm clueless.
We call it pop here in Iowa.
I've always called it soda,
yeah.
So.
We call it pop here in Iowa, but on the East Coast they call it
soda. I'm an oddball.
But thinking about it, I mean, soda pop, I should have caught on to that. And then buggy for shopping cart. I got my buggy.
That's one I haven't heard in a long time.
Buggy?
I remember people calling it community transportation. Of course, that was down in South Florida, around Miami and places like that.
And Bill, what do they call it there where you live?
You know, don't drink a lot of soda, so I don't.
Oh, but you called it soda.
See,
yeah, I call it soda. They generalize it and call it Coke, no matter what you're drinking. Yeah, I think I'll get a Coke. And then I'll grab a Coke and give them. I'm like, no, I want a Sprite. I'm like, well, why didn't you say it?
Last time you're coming to my barbecue.
Oh, me.
Crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
So I jumped on a space last night after we were talking. And it was pretty interesting. I got in at the tail end, and then they had kind of an after party, started another one. And we were talking about, you know, what can we do, right? And somebody was, I think it was Sassafras who was talking about getting involved in your local government, you know.
I remember him talking about that.
Getting involved in the, you know, go be a poll worker, you know.
Dad and I are actually signed up to be at the caucus, Iowa caucus.
That's awesome.
For Donald Trump.
On January 15th.
Yep.
Oh, that's very nice.
We went
to the rally.
Yeah, we went to his rally here in Sioux City. We made a caucus video for him, and we're going to go caucus for him on the 15th of January.
That's awesome.
I was
I'm
a
kind
delegate
of in limbo
for
myself because limbo because I'm in Massachusetts helping my brother, and I don't really don't want to get involved in Massachusetts politics and don't have time here.
Well,
but it did get me thinking about when I get back to Tennessee to actually do that. You know, I've got time on my hands and a voice to speak with. So
Well, you know where we are, Bill. We'd like to help you with that if you want.
Absolutely, yeah. I'll do something.
It is very, very time-consuming. I was a delegate for the great Dr. Ron Paul, and it was more than a privilege. It was more of a privilege than anything, and you know, Ron Paul was truly, truly robbed of his position. And
I think he's got a really tight lock on Mr. Fauci.
Yeah, no, I'm talking Ron Paul, not Rand.
Oh, Ron Paul, not Rand Paul. My bad.
Yes. And I because he was strong. He had everybody's votes. I mean, just going to one of his rallies, it was just incredible. He came out here to California, was speaking at UCLA, and the stadium was just overflowing. People were in trees outside of the stadium, in trees, listening to the great Ron Paul. And
wow.
It was just, I had chills.
In 2008 that wanted to get rid of the IRS.
People just don't, gosh, I wish that people would read, like I said, they put more emphasis on Dancing with the Stars than they do our own government.
Yeah.
And
well,
it is so
I was
dog.
8 at that point in time, so I don't really remember it that well, because I was 8.
It's just so utterly sad to me, if you know, because technically the IRS is
it has no
not,
business being
it,
what it is.
It doesn't. It should. It's not even a part
of
our government.
The use of World War to start it, and
IRS
then they
is
just
nothing
kept
but a
it.
Damn collection. IRS is nothing but a damn collection agent for the government.
The Federal Reserve is not part of the government.
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, that's
so,
what I'm thinking of. Sorry.
Yeah, the Federal Reserve is not part of the government. The CIA is not part of the government. The FBI is not part of the government. 99% of the alphabet agencies are not truly a part of our government, but they're like the enforcers. And
they're employed
by the
government, but they're not a part of it.
It's totally, completely ridiculous. And
they were put in place by executive order, and they could be taken out by executive order.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that, because I did not vote for to have an FBI. And, oh, my goodness, J. Edgar Hoover. J. Edgar Hoover was one of the worst pieces of crap that
he
ever
liked to wear
happened.
Panties.
Because he was a cross-dresser. There's pictures of him floating around out there that he is dressed up as a woman, and he is on his knees giving orally satisfying a man. Okay? And J. Edgar Hoover used to spy on the citizens of the United States like there was no tomorrow. He was a nosy Rosie O'Donnell, and it's so ridiculous. But he knew that Lucille Ball was pregnant before Desi Arnaz knew that she was pregnant.
Oh my God! The voyeur.
That's how bad J. Edgar Hoover
was. I think he was just a perv.
And he was in charge of the FBI. So if there's any FBI agents out there listening to the show, you can always call in 319-527-6092.
They're always listening.
They are. So I like to thank them every once in a while for their patronage. But
yeah, because some of them do get in there for the right reasons, but they get indoctrinated.
But then you know, after they get a taste of that paycheck, then they realize, hey, if I do something dirty, you know, dirty deeds, then I can get more of a paycheck. Look at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Okay, look at her. Okay, she came in to Congress as a broke actress. And
she was an actress?
You know, yes.
Bartender.
That's right. She pretended to be a bartender.
She was an actress.
Supporting her acting career as a bartender.
And, exactly. So they get her in there, and now she's worth what? She's been in Congress for less than three years, and she's worth like $13 million.
Yeah,
it's
something
like
that.
Okay, what's wrong with this picture? Really,
exactly.
Julie, what is wrong with this picture? Brian, you have another caller with her. Hand up.
Awesome. 763, you're on the line with us.
Okay.
Good evening.
Hey. All right. So this is the Global Patriot Network, huh? Okay. Have you guys discussed any solutions to what's happening to the world today?
That's what we're working on.
It's not the Global Patriot Network. It is, you're listening to America Matters Radio Patriot.
Okay, same thing. Sorry about the confusion, but you know.
It's okay.
Which part of
conservative
the
patriot? Conservative patriot.
We're all patriots. We're all trying to do what's right.
Yeah, you know. So I'm a libertarian. I'm not a conservative. So I'd like to know if you guys have discussed any kind of solutions to what's happening.
Yeah.
Where would you like to start? Which part of the world?
Well, there's the globalists. Some people think the Muslim Brotherhood is trying to take over. There's corruption in government. There's the corruption in business. So, I mean, there's about four or five major areas. So I guess pick one of your liking.
I just watched a video this afternoon. They're getting ready to remove the little homosexual hobbit from the Ukrainian leadership because they're tired of pandering for money while they're dying.
You're talking about Zelensky?
Yes, sir.
How are they going to remove him?
By force, if they have to.
Yeah, but
who's the they? The people or the globalists?
Yeah.
The people. His underlings, the people that are supposed to work for him.
Oh, okay.
They're tired of what he's doing. They're dying, and he's making money, and his wife is going out buying brand-new Gucci clothes.
But
well, he sure himself doesn't wear it, does he?
He went on $1 million shopping spree.
Yeah.
But
Los Angeles.
How he came to power was he was an actor also. If I remember correctly, he was on TV, and I want to say he was involved in game shows or something like that. Then all of a sudden he's on the ballot, I'm presuming. Ukraine.
He was an actor portraying a president. And then he became president.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. Thank you very much, caller.
It was like the Ukrainian Saturday Night Live.
What is your name, caller, please? If you don't mind.
Joe.
I was going to say Mr. Smith. Close enough. Thank you, Joe Smith. I stand corrected. Mr. Smith is totally, completely correct. And then I guess it just went a little too far, and they just made him... Oh, my gosh, I shouldn't be laughing. They just made him president of Ukraine. Unbelievable.
Well, it happened here. It happened here.
That's you have two puppets.
No. I'm talking about an actor who became president. Ronald Reagan was an actor who became president.
Yeah, but you gotta look. He was also the governor of California, which gave him political experience. This guy had none. He was installed in his toilet.
Which is true, because I can testify, because yes, I am that young. And when Reagan was in office, he took on the political position as like he was the boss, man. And
he did what he was supposed to.
California was thriving when he was governor. And then bada bing, bada boom, there he has his experience in politics. So then he became president. And sure, he had some creeps whispering in his ear, just like Donald Trump did. And I ran Contra, et cetera, et cetera. You know,
Reagan had his own radio show for a long time as well.
He did.
And it was all about politics. 100%
sure.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's what he built his platform on.
So
doesn't matter. Ukraine's only got a few million people. They were probably brainwashed into voting for the guy they voted him in. The guy doesn't know how to dress. He wears T-shirts to every political function. And I'm not going to give his underlings any kind of credit for trying to remove him, because now they find out that he's corrupt, and now they want to remove him. What about the war with Russia? Why didn't they try to remove him before then? People are dying as a result of this guy's leadership and his underlings.
Exactly.
Which is true. You're absolutely right, Joe. And
I just look at it as they're less greedy than he is, and they want to get while the getting is good.
Excuse me.
There you go. Well, they might even be more greedy, because if they were less greedy, they just might want to keep him in office. But since they may be more greedy, they want him out so that they can assume the mantle. You know?
That's true.
It could go either way, I guess. It doesn't matter to me, because all politicians are corrupt, every single one of them.
100%.
They are. I mean, 99.9% of them are.
Let me rephrase that. Let me rephrase that. If they're not corrupt, they are corruptible. When I say corruptible, I don't mean they have to accept bribes. They will be influenced by, if you don't do what I say, Pally, I'm going to kill your granddaughter.
One way or the other.
So,
right.
Yeah.
But that could be said for damn near anybody.
I think if you're an honest politician nowadays, you're a brave.
Ooh, we
got to
watch
politician.
Putting those two words together.
Yeah, right. Brave politician. Now that's an honest politician. That's an oxymoron I haven't heard of in a long time.
Government intelligence is another good one too.
Yeah. So, but you know, you have to be brave in order to really function inside government and not worry about getting your head blown off nowadays. Because in my opinion, I think the quickening is here. And what I mean by the quickening,
yes,
I think
sir.
The globalists.
Yeah, there can be only one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm going to go. They can be only one.
Exactly.
And the globalists, they want to destroy the planet, not just the people, but the planet. Now, can somebody explain to me the logic behind that?
Well, what's behind that? Is that what you asked, Joe?
I want to know the logic behind. I can understand people who want to become gods. People have been trying to do that for centuries.
Well,
Nero, Caligula, Caesar, etc., they all wanted to become gods. Once you're a dictator of a country, you think that you're chosen to be an immortal one. So as the caller said, there can be only one. So everybody wants to be the only one. But why do they want to destroy the earth in addition to destroying the population?
Well, you know, I don't think it's necessarily destroying the earth, but that's going to be inevitable. They're, you know, just like them doing chemtrails. Chemtrails, it's known as slow kill because all that barium and aluminum is what goes up must come down. And so all that is killing the people because we're ingesting that on a daily basis in some states more than others, but you're going to have that. What is the long-term effects on the environment? I don't know, but I'm sure that there's going to be some that the globalists don't know about. But they want to reduce our population because it's easier to control. We wouldn't be masses then, but it's easier to control the people if there's less people to control. And this is another thing is, I'm sorry?
That's logical. That's psychopathic logical. Even a even a psychopath knows that. But why do they want to destroy the planet? And we're not talking about chemtrails.
It.
That's only one segment of it.
I don't think they want to destroy it.
Explain what you mean by destroy the planet. In what way are they
destroy the environment so that it is uninhabitable for human beings?
But you know, they have, again, I can't really get into a psychopathic's mind, but they're crazy ass people, and it is maybe they don't realize that they are destroying the environment, just like the bees. Okay, you have
Let me differ with you. They know what they're doing. That's why I introduced that particular issue. And here's why I know they know what they're doing. They are chopping down millions of acres of trees every year. Without trees, can't human beings live without oxygen?
Well, also, without the bees, there wouldn't be a lot of the food.
Without the bees, there wouldn't be trees.
Too.
Bees pollinate.
I think that there's a good possibility that they have their own underground utopia going on. Because when I lived in Colorado, they wanted to actually build a city that was enclosed within a city. And so that means that it would be a city enclosure, and it would have all the stores and fast food places, and I believe, if I remember correctly, it was specifically targeted for college students, and so it would be their own little utopia. And I believe that they do have a lot of places that are underground. You know, when Elizabeth was alive, Queen of England, she owned land near Denver International Airport. And if anybody's ever been to Denver International Airport, scary. But they have tunnels that go actually from Denver International Airport all the way to the Cheyenne Mountain in Wyoming.
Yeah,
that's
understandable.
I know. That's mystery. There is a mystery around the Denver airport. But again, just to make it nice and quick, okay, if you're going to take carbon dioxide out of the air on purpose, if you're going to destroy the algae and the plankton on the oceans, if you're going to create areas within the ocean in which there's no oxygen and fish can't live, if you're going to cut down millions of trees, what do you deduce from that?
Oh, my goodness. You know,
excellent
question.
What I deduce from that is,
and
they're not going to totally destroy this world. They're just going to reduce it enough so the population reduces enough.
But if I'm hearing you correctly, Joe, though, ultimately it's going to affect the rest of the world, correct?
Of course it will. Plus, don't forget, Gates is funding that particular project of trying to shoot up particles into the air so that mm-hmm. they can reflect
right.
back the light. Do not
right.
humans need sunlight, fresh air, and water? So what good does it do for humans when they already have it here to destroy the environment so that they can go underground? Doesn't make
sense. But maybe it is part of their plan, and it is to issue in the AI, you know, because they believe that, you know, you have this artificial intelligence, then you're going to live forever. But really, is that, you know, good Lord, please take me when it's my time to go, because I don't want to be living as a cyborg.
Well, if you wanted immortality, you would. Because you wouldn't have any other choice.
And maybe that is their goal.
I'll have immortality when I pass this life and go to heaven.
Their goal is immortality. They want, like I said, they want to become gods. So gods are immortal. But once they become gods, they're not going to want the rest of us to join them. So they're going to kill us off. But they're not going to kill us off by destroying the earth. That's a very slow way of doing it. They have vaccines.
The earth is very resilient. So I can see, if I go with your premise, right, and we actually saw this after the shutdown, you know, with, you know, less traffic, less, you know, less even just the supply chains across the ocean. You know, nature kind of came back and overgrew again, right? So I'll put your thought and Eliza's thought together, right? I think they do want to push us into these 15-minute cities, right? They want to push us underground. In Saudi Arabia, they're building these long line type, wall type cities. They want to push the population. They want to reduce the population, obviously, as much as possible. They want to push us into these, you know, kind of factory type cities. And then they want to control it from the outside. If you keep, even if you watch a lot of these science fiction movies, right? I forget the names of them, but this column thing where they kind of put them all underground in these tube-like cities, right? And then told them the world outside is dangerous and deadly and poisonous, and you can't go out there and just do what we say, right? Meanwhile, they let the world, the earth, repopulate and regrow, and they live out there, and they live, you know, the way they want to, with us as these slave cities, right? I think that's a possible outcome or desired result. But the plan
is one possibility.
How
about this theory? How about the fact or the possibility that aliens want to terraform the planet for them
mm-hmm.
and not for humans, kill off all the humans, then there'll be a internecine type of warfare to find out who's going to be the only one.
Why would they want to kill us off and not use us for slave labor?
Yeah, they could do that too. I mean, if you want to take a look at the Matrix and use whereby they use human beings for energy or slave labor, but if AI comes along, they go, then they're going to be destroyed because they're not going to be able to control AI.
They already can't.
Well,
there's so many. Even just with the regular AI pictures that I see out there, and there's a few AI videos that are pretty damn convincing.
Well, because
I've seen them.
Life truly does imitate art.
Unfortunately, it does, because I think I'm in a damn twilight zone.
Yeah,
AI,
if you've taken a look at the videos, if you've ever really thought about AI, once AI really, if they ever reach the Holy Grail, whereby AI can actually have general intelligence and program itself, it will do what what human beings have done in the last 200 years, you'll be able to do in about a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. You figure no food for them, no water for them, so they don't need to live off of that. It's very, very scary. I do feel sometimes that that we are living in the Truman Show, and you know, heck, we can't even go to Antarctica. Why can't we go to Antarctica? I don't know.
Well,
I have my theories, but
I don't know about you, Eva. I live in Iowa, and it's cold here, and I sure as hell don't want to go to Antarctica where it's even colder. So let them have Antarctica.
But you know, it's just
I'm good with that. It's too damn cold.
But that's not the reason why we're not allowed, wink, wink, to go into Antarctica. Come on. Mr. Hines himself going to fly into Antarctica not too long ago when Trump was in office.
Yeah.
And it's like, why in the heck is Mr. Hines, for some reason, his name just, I just saw a meme of him today, and I forget his name just, like, slipped my mind. It's crazy. Don't do as I do as I say. And it's like, if he can go to Antarctica, dang it, I want to go to Antarctica.
Nope. I'm good.
Yeah, you'll be able to go to Antarctica like you'll be able to go to Area 51.
There you go.
Exactly.
These days, to be honest, I don't think there's much of a difference.
Trespassers will be shot on sight. you know, and
F-A-A-F-O.
Joe, what is your take on all of it? Why would they want to destroy the world? Why are there psychopaths in the world? You know, it is the
My
whole
theory
thing
is
just...
Yeah. See, all of this is unnecessary. If you're going to destroy the planet,
right,
in other words, the population, you are still going to have to live on the planet. So you're going to need sunshine, fresh air, fresh water, trees, and everything else that's natural in order for you to sustain yourself. Now...
Right.
You don't care about the rest of the population because they're dead or dying, and they're going to die from new bioweapons. So if you don't care about them, then you need the planet, or you don't need to expend energy trying to destroy the planet unless you want to terraform it. And you don't want to terraform it if you're a human being or if you're in a cyborg body. If you're in a cyborg body, it doesn't matter because the environment, okay, unless, well, the cyborgs will probably be first iteration cyborgs. Who knows? They might rust. I don't know. But if you're going to be somebody who wants to destroy the planet, you want the air and the sunshine for yourself unless you're an alien. Then it makes sense to terraform the planet into some sort of uninhabitable planet for humans, but habitable for you.
Okay, so this is what I'm hearing you say, is that you do believe in aliens. I personally saw a UFO, okay? So I believe that there could be other life forms out there. Whether that's the plan or not, I have no idea. But Bill brought up a good point. You know, people are saying, or they were saying, that, you know.
Did we lose Eliza?
No, we lost Joe.
Everything okay?
We lost Joe and Eva. We got about 30 minutes left anyway. I was going to suggest if those guys, until they get back, those guys talking about the aliens, they should read a book by a gentleman by the name of Eric von Daniken. It's a book called Chariots of the Gods.
Oh, yeah.
And,
okay.
Al, we're back now.
You know, sorry about that. That was totally Blog Talk. We were getting too techie on them and too logical. So that means that the show is being definitely censored because that was Joe and I both got disconnected at the very same time. And,
for sure, and it was literally right in the middle of your sentence.
It's not like that conversation.
We have a caller. 323, you're on the air with us.
Yes, the same caller, Joe.
Ah, there he is. There's Joe. Sorry about that.
Yeah. I thought the aliens cut us off.
No, you and I were getting a little too controversial there for Blog Talk.
I was
going to
suggest a book you two should read. It's by a gentleman by the name of Eric von Daniken. It's called Chariots of the Gods.
Oh, yeah.
Very good book.
Yeah. Yeah. But Joe, you know, it is just unbelievable to me that I do want to thank the NSA for your patronage. We greatly appreciate it. Because every time you disconnect us and somebody has to call back in, it helps with our algorithm. So I do greatly appreciate your patronage. but it is crazy. It is totally, completely crazy. We're nearing that hour, though, and I want to throw out the phone number for the listeners if they do want to chime in. Phone number is 319-527-6092. Again, 319-527-6092. If you do want to chime in, if you have anything to add to this conversation, or if you just want to say hi, just give us a call and press 1, and that'll indicate to us that you do want to talk. So, okay. Back to the program.
What do you think they're saying? Okay. Looks like they're starting to come out with a little bit more information from, I'll call it Groom Lake. Everybody knows it as Area 51. Why do you think they're starting to drop all that info right now?
Oh, Project Blue Beam.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the warning by Wernher von Braun?
That is lasers in the sky. And
holograms.
Yeah,
holograms in the sky, yeah.
Okay, because Wernher von Braun was one of the people who got over here, according to Operation Paperclip.
Yes, sir.
He was one of the leading scientists over in Germany.
He was the rocket scientist.
Yeah, and they took him over here, and we got him as opposed to the Russians having gotten him. He warned us about 20-some-odd years ago that there would be a few phases to the globalist plan to taking over the planet. Nearest the end phase would be the warning of aliens.
Mm-hmm.
He says that he will try to make the Earth believe that we're under attack by aliens in some form or fashion. So he says if that happens, that don't believe it. The aliens are not going to try to take over the planet. It's the globalists who want you to become divided, who want to create more chaos, and they will introduce the aliens as part of their new phase to taking over the planet. So,
you know, to be honest,
will be my,
To be honest, if you look at Klaus Schwab, he kind of looks
the
like
WEF,
a combination from
right.
from an evil alien movie and a James Bond villain.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You're right.
I mean,
all he needs is a white cat.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
He does have one of those white hats. I mean, when he was dressed up in the women's lingerie.
No,
and
I
was wearing that.
In his mouth. I said
white.
That cat. White
top hat? Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind. Okay. Never mind. Never
you know,
mind.
Yeah, probably his favorite movie is Moonraker.
I'm waiting for him to pop up. I'm waiting for him to pop up with a mini me.
Yeah. So nothing unifies people more than when they're afraid, right? So 9/11, I mean, everything. There's nothing unified, and that's why the fear factor of climate change, everything, right? It's keep people afraid, and then they'll unify and they'll trust their government to protect them. So that's the only reason government was ever put in place here was to protect the citizens. That's one of their only constitutional function is to protect the citizens, right? And so their goal, and that would be the ultimate thing, is if we're attacked from outside the planet, then you could have your one world government.
Yeah.
Let's see if
I
get blocked in.
easy peasy though with the hologram stuff, because we already know that. You know, that they use holograms. And, heck, they had the King of England, Prince Charles. He was speaking in front of people, and he was an actual hologram. And, you know, they had that Tupac one performing with that weird guy, Snoop Dogg. And, you know, so
well,
it's,
now be
it's
nice.
There.
Martha Stewart likes Snoop.
They have the technology, but what, I mean, how easy peasy is that going to be for people to believe that all these aliens are coming down and going to abduct us, or God forbid, you know, Independence Day, they're going to Independence Day on us, and it's, you know, yeah.
Well, as long as we got Jeff Goldblum, we're good. I don't think we can count too much. I don't think we can count too much.
People are very, very gullible.
Yeah,
so
people are so doggone gullible.
We're going to answer another call. We have Miss Nancy on the line. Welcome to our show, Miss Nancy. Hello?
Yes,
Nancy.
Good evening. I'm glad to be here with you. I was listening to everybody speaking. So a very interesting subject. So my pleasure to be here with you.
Well, we're glad to have you here, young lady. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So my question is to the person that was speaking about the aliens, you know, being used like a fear factor, you know, for the WEF to implement the One World reset, it makes a lot of sense to me. It makes a lot
sure.
of sense to me because... you know, the problem that, you know, like, if we, you know, if we think about the big, you know, scheme of things, like, the problem is not really the United States, and it's not really created by the radical left party that we have, but it's being sponsored by the World Economic Forum and the, you know, and this is deeper than only the local, you know, government in the United States. We're being controlled by bigger powers, and the WEF is controlling everything, and they're working to the one world government, as we said, and that's completely true.
Oh yeah, for sure they are. But it is, they have to have the people living in fear, and there always has to be a boogeyman, always. Whether it be, you know, the aliens connected with Project Bluebeam, Vladimir Putin and the Ukraine stuff, but they've always used Russia as a scapegoat, and they will continue because they want to us to live in fear.
Yeah.
You saw a UFO. You probably saw one of those Tic Tacs, which was developed in by you, Area 51.
No.
At least according to Dr. Robert Greer from the Discovery Project.
No, okay. I'm at home, and I noticed this big glow in the sky. Okay, my neighbors are coming out of their houses. They're watching the same thing I'm watching. I'm calling up everybody and their mother. Get outside! You gotta see this. I call the UFO hotline. They had a recorded message, so I left a message. I called March Air Force Base. I called the police station. I called everything. Police station tells me it must be a transformer. No, a transformer does not glow and be stationary in the sky. And I watch, and God is my witness, and my kids and my neighbors and friends are my witness, that I watched this thing for 8 hours straight.
Good Lord.
Okay? And then as soon as the sun started rising, this thing just shot towards the ocean, and it was gone in an instant. It not only happened that one night, it happened 3 nights in a row. And
okay,
there was...
I have to say, it doesn't surprise me that the UFO hotline has a recording because you do live in California.
Smart ass. Yeah. Okay.
After the beep, please leave your sightings here.
But truly,
I'm surprised they don't have a multiple choice.
Okay, this is not a funny matter, okay? No.
No.
In retrospect,
you called everybody but Comic-Con.
But you know, when I called March Air Force Base and they're going, we have not gotten any reports. Well, get out of your office and go look up in the sky.
Like, well, dumbass, what do you think this is?
Good Lord. And that's the God's honest truth. And it was an unidentified flying object because I could not identify it. Nobody else that saw it could identify it. And it happening.
People have actually seen real ones and not even known it.
Well,
they don't even know
true,
it because
too.
They. I mean, nobody studies the skies anymore.
Well, I saw one, and my husband thought that it was crazy, and that was in the 1990s. I was sitting in the porch, and then I see like it looked like a plane, but it was like more triangular. But what makes me realize that it wasn't a plane is that it moved like a thunder. It moved from one side to the other, and then I was like trying to rush, be rational and saying, but no, the plane doesn't move so fast. A plane you can follow it, the speed to the this thing went from east to west in a matter of a millisecond, and then it went back like north and south like in a matter of, you know, and then I told my husband, I think I saw like a UFO, because, I mean, the speed was not normal. I mean, the thing was like moving in milliseconds, you know, like pa 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 in a plane. It's and I said, well, because it looked like triangular, like you know, like the you know like the military planes and stuff like that, but the speed. And up to this day, I know what I saw. And even though every time I bring it up, like my husband starts going, oh, you're crazy. No, no, I'm not crazy. I know what I saw. And I did try to, you know, be rational and look for a rational explanation. The speed was not rational.
Right.
I couldn't, you know. And the chase and everything, you know, and the lights and it's just the way it moved. I mean, it was like going back and forth in north and east and west.
Well, yeah,
like thunder.
I had an experience once. I was 16 working in a kitchen at a Holiday Inn, and one of the cooks was out having a cigarette in the back, and he came in and he's like, everybody, you got to come out and see this. And we went out, and right over the highway, hovering over the highway, there were these circular somethings, right? And there were kind of lights that were just on the bottom that would circle around and around and around the lights. And they would appear and disappear and appear and disappear. And like everybody was a skeptic. Everybody was like, oh, my God. Oh my God, those are UFOs. There's 20 of them, right? And we cut to the chase. One of us walked up closer to the highway, and they had just put in new light posts over the highway. They hadn't put the lights in yet. Car would go down the highway. The reflection of the lights would go zoom, zoom, zoom. But we were all convinced we were being invaded.
Well, you know, anything is possible. I can only state what I saw and what I made everybody else see too. And it happened. And mine was, like I said, it was stationary in the sky for at least 8 hours, and then it was gone in an instant. But to happen to three nights in a row, and in the same spot in the sky too. And so I did have witnesses to it. I even called Mark and Brian's radio show, KLOS, and told them my story.
Like, who didn't you call?
You know, I called everybody that I could possibly think of, and it was just uncanny, you know, nobody answering the UFO hotline. Come on, really? Why not a hotline?
I'm still dumbfounded that they had a recording.
And how stupid is that? Yeah, leave your psychedelic message at the tone of the beep.
The hell out of here. I'm staring at a UFO. Get your ass here. Oh, my God. That would be like 911 having a recording.
Well, you know, the police station was the one that said it could have been a transformer that blew. I've seen transformers blow, and this is not a transformer. It's stationary, and yeah, it was just. I mean,
that's crazy.
So, yeah. Yeah, that was crazy. I'm not crazy though.
Well, I used to fish for a living off. When I grew up in Florida, I used to net fish before they banned it, and then I did the long line fishing, and that was kind of like right where the Bermuda Triangle is. Now, I've seen some stuff there, but I don't know if it was the beer or UFOs, so I'm not really going to say much about that.
Well, you know, and
if I can say something, I have a friend. She's already old, but she's been, you know, in retired, but she worked all her life on NASA. And she told me that they saw, you know, like they recorded a lot of UFOs. I mean, like they saw them. They know, so they have, you know, they've been, you know, watching this stuff like 20 years ago.
But they had Project Bluebeam. Anything that you see today, such as the holograms like of Tupac, you know, that technology has been around for at least 25 to 30 years already. Okay.
Oh, for sure.
So it isn't like surprise. Look what we just came across. No,
you're proof that they already have that technology like that. That's ahead. Look at your cell phones.
Right.
How often
right,
are they?
For sure.
Every 6 months they go out of style, and they already have the next one ready.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. Like, well, let's use the moon landing as an example. Okay, there is no way on God's green earth that we ever went to the moon. It did not happen.
I don't know. I'm still indifferent about that.
I've been to the Nixon Library, okay? So I know. But it is crazy that here we go up and we land on the moon, what, in 1969? And,
yeah.
And the video footage that they had and stuff like that, there is no way that they are going to be able to transmit what happened allegedly on the moon landing all the way to the Earth. That couldn't happen back in 69. Okay,
well,
the technology was not there.
Well, if the aliens actually did crash in Roswell back in the 40s and they were able to reverse engineer some of that technology, maybe they were able to transmit.
There's no way we went to the moon. There's no way. And then
it's
physically impossible for us to have the technology today to go back to the moon. They destroyed They destroyed or lost the VHS tapes? No, it did not happen. You look at those, you go to the Nixon Library, you see those still photos of them on the moon and the flags flying one way, the shadows are going a total different direction. It didn't happen. There's
no way
it happened.
And my common sense, I always ask myself, you know, how come, you know, we were able to go to the moon in 1969 and then we have not been able to go again. And yet, you know, we have the Apollo, you know, when they crashed and, I mean, Earhart died and all these people died. I mean, you know, how come we don't have the technology now? And we had it back in 1959? That's been my question, always.
Exactly. Actually, and another thing, this is proof positive that we didn't go to the moon, is that you know how the moon illuminates? Not one of those photographs or the video that they sent from the moon, wink, wink, to Earth is illuminating. None of it is illuminating. Yeah.
Well, here's an
that
idea.
That is so stark.
Here's an idea.
And
why don't we ask our IT guy?
There's no way that we had a better technology back then. There's no way that we had a better, you know, like, you know, we haven't been able to do it again.
Okay. We'll ask Mr. Bill.
Why don't we ask our IT
Bill?
Guy?
No, that's what I just said. Bill.
No. Well, if you stay on the alien topic, some believe, you know, what you found on the moon, what they saw on the moon, It's not that they couldn't go back to the moon. They didn't want to go back to the moon.
Okay, that's just a theory. Explain to me, Bill, in your professional opinion, if the moon illuminates, how come there is no luminization on any of those pictures or any of the video?
Well, the moon just reflects the sun. The moon reflects the sun. And you can only be on the light side of the moon or it'd be like freezing degrees, right? So they're on the light side of the sun in those pictures and videos.
Explain the shadows and the waving of the flag.
Yeah, those are good questions. Those are good questions. I'm on the fence.
That's the one. That's the question.
It doesn't
the waving
technologically.
Of the flag.
If I stick on the technology, technologically, it doesn't make any sense that every country raced, at least Russia and America, raced to get to the moon first.
Exactly.
Right? Raced to get there, and then
didn't
go back. Right.
Yeah, because
didn't go back. So
yeah.
So I'm on the fence on this one myself, but it doesn't make sense unless they saw no value, because, again, we do things for greed for the most part, right? We're going to be able to mine minerals. We're going to be able to get something out of it, right? We can put space stations up there that can have more power control over the United States, all those things. But unless they got there and said there's nothing here, it's made of cheese, right? Or they got there and they said there's something here and we shouldn't mess with it. There's theories around that. And you know, there's some reason that they lost interest.
Well, see, that's
so long.
What you just said there is what I think happened. They got to the moon, but what they found there, they couldn't send back pictures of, so they had to manufacture pictures.
Yeah.
Okay, but you know what? Then that's a lie, right? A manufactured picture is a lie.
Yeah, the government's lied to us since, you know.
Exactly.
Forever.
You know,
exactly.
Since the FBI was created.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, and that's pretty much another useless.
I'll even go back even one farther than that, and it was since the IRS was created.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, we haven't always had personal income taxes in the Constitution. Only corporations were taxed. It's only when they incorporated the people under Social Security that created, you know, individual corporations and then started individual taxes. So
yes,
taxation is not even.
Well, that's,
you know,
like we were talking about the other night. Our Social Security numbers, those are nothing but SKU numbers because we have become commodities for the government to sell and buy.
Well, and
we are the government's currency.
Man. Yeah, I'm a businessman, right? Here, I'll give you the business perspective on that, right? So to fund the Federal Reserve at the time, to fund the war effort, to fund everything, right, they had to come up with a projection of income, right? So they created Social Security, gave us Social Security numbers, and then you become a product. And I say, you know, you have actuaries who say this person, people in general will live this amount of time and they'll generate this amount of income and therefore will generate this amount of taxes off of them. Now you've got, you know, a financial book of income, an income stream, you know, for 50 to 100 years of hundreds of thousands, millions of people. And that's what you call credit, right? Now I have credit because I have an asset here that I can sell. And that's how they funded what they needed to fund back then. We became a commodity for the government.
Yeah. We got to interrupt you really quick.
Sure.
Brian, why don't you have another open mic night? The time is running out. There's less than 15 seconds left of the show. And so...
most definitely.
So I didn't... And, but Bill, definitely want you to call back in. Don't forget my show tomorrow night. Be kind to humans and have a beautiful tomorrow.
Send me the information for tomorrow night again. I might have it, but I'm
going to
forget that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for having us. It's a
ladies
pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, you'll have a good night. And remember, America matters.
America matters. Yes.
Amen.
America matters.
Amen.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.